Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
We've been talking a lot about foster kids and adoption, fostering to adoption. I mentioned the other day that Ross has joined the Let It Be Us organization. The podcast, which I did yesterday, the Steve Cochran Everything podcast, because we couldn't think of a better name, and with my ADD, we just do everything. Features Representative Sarah Feigenholz, who crafted a law. It took her 14 years to get it done because of all the dopey roadblocks. But Illinois leading the way to have adoptees get certified copies of their birth certificates, which is a big deal.
Which you helped be a part of, right?
She gives me way more credit than I deserve. But they're making an announcement later today. And frankly, I don't know the details, but it has to do with adoption and fostering. So I look forward to hearing that. And continuing,
the podcast is at WGNRadio.com.
Is it up now?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And continuing the theme, Alicia Webby joins us. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
It's Webby, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. What stuff the duffel?
We are an event that has started out here in Crystal Lake. We are creating duffel bags, backpacks. We're having them donated and filling them with the necessity items that foster kids need in those first 24 to 48 hours when they're being placed in a new foster home. As you know, many are taken without any of their belongings, and we're trying to make that transition a little easier for them.
Yeah, because when a child leaves a home, it can be quick. And, you know, you could have a teenage girl that has different needs than a five-year-old boy, obviously.
Yes. So, yeah, we have a variety of ages that we stuff for. We're kind of breaking it up from newborn, toddler, elementary age, and then teen. Mm-hmm. And having the necessity item, you know, necessary items that they may need.
You are an adoptive parent?
I am. We foster adopted 3 of our 4 children.
How about that? Good for you.
And listen to the lineup of age. You have a daughter, Ainsley, who's 15, and then the 3 adopted foster sons are 12, 11, and 10. That is a busy household.
Yes, it is.
Never stops. My son and my daughter-in-law have fostered a couple of kids at this point through respite care, and it, mm-hmm. you know, it inspired my son to get involved with Let It Be Us. What is it that got you guys involved, you and your husband?
You know, I don't know. It just kind of felt like this. It started 12 years ago. So back then, it just seemed it was something we had talked about. We weren't sure if we wanted to go straight to adoption, if we wanted to foster adopt. And I can't really recall what was the moment that we decided we wanted to foster. But it was just it's been something we've been passionate about since. We are big fans of Let It Be Us and supporting them. So when the tragedy happened out here in Crystal Lake, it was something that our family and friends wanted to do something to be part of and to make ourselves, in a sense, feel like we were doing something to give back. But what really triggered it to turn it into a public event for us was just the anger we were seeing out of the community, the sadness and the anger. But so many people were saying that, you know, if they would have known what was happening, they would have helped, or, you know, just getting angry about the system. So I kind of made it public and told them to step up and said, there's a lot of AJs out there. There's a
Good
lot of
you.
Kids that need help, you know, that there's something that everybody can still be doing. So,
yeah, it doesn't have to be. Yeah, it doesn't have to be you suddenly become aware of a neighbor abusing a child. Obviously, in any case where you suspect abuse, you call the police.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've said before, you do not, you know, if you don't want to get involved, you don't have to be involved, but you call the police. You don't have to give them your name. They're not going to make you give them your name and give the information. Let the police find out if you're right or wrong. But in the case of this, Stuff the Duffel gives you an opportunity to do something that's an ongoing help situation.
Exactly. And I feel like, you know, there's places you can make monetary donations, of course, Let It Be Us, CASA. But I really feel that this specific event, people are really taking to going and physically buying something. I feel that it's helping them heal. I feel like it really is making them feel like they're doing something to help an individual. So we are extremely excited to see that huge pile of duffels and backpacks and get them over to Let It Be Us and so that they can get them to the kids.
You're a good person.
Thank you.
Alicia Webby.
Uh-huh.
And who else do you want to give credit to in the family? Obviously, the kids.
Yeah, my kid. My husband Matt, he's a huge support right now, and yeah, the kids have jumped in. They get as emotional as I do when these loads keep coming in of just the community support. You know, for the kids, it makes them feel good, and it makes them realize how many good people are out there.
Alicia, when you said your kids are devastated, understandably. So, what do you what do you tell them about what happened to AJ?
You know, I think just what probably most parents are, just that, you know, be thankful for what you have. You know, care about others, show each other love and support, and do what you can to give back.
Yeah, and I would also add there's more love in this world than there is perversion and hate like we saw in the case of AJ.
Yes.
And love will win.
Yes. So, yeah, exactly. And that's what this community is definitely proving.
Is there a cutoff date-wise, time-wise? Is this a timely push on Stuff the Duffel?
Yeah, this specific event ends on May 21st.
Okay.
And we are speaking with Susan at Let It Be Us to kind of see what we can do to continue to help foster kids.
That's awesome.
As I said, fine work by you. Hugs to the kids and high five to Matt because, you know, we don't know each other well enough to hug, and you know, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's Alicia Webby. By the way, while we're at it, most valuable people in the world. These only got cursory mentions this week, and they certainly deserve more than that. 21-year-old Riley Howell was killed in another senseless shooting. This is the college student who literally threw himself at the gunman in North Carolina. And, you know, with all the shootings that we've had in this country, I'm sure you, like me, have thought, well, what are you going to do if you're in that room? And if the gunman is shooting and you're behind the gunman, wouldn't you, as a, you know, in my case, as a grown man, wouldn't you tackle him? Wouldn't you do something? Riley Howell was standing in front of him, and he wasn't going to stand around and watch while his friends were shot. He ran towards the gunman, took a bullet to the torso. He kept running, a second bullet to the body, and he kept running. And just feet from the gunman, when he threw himself on top of the gunman, he was shot in the head. Obviously, he died. But had he not done that, and had he not stopped the shooter, who knows how much more carnage could have been done. So it's just incredible heroism. 21-year-old guy.
Yeah.
And
he saved a lot of lives.
The parents obviously are devastated, but he tackled the gunman so forcefully that the suspect complained to first responders that he was injured. It's amazing. Thomas Howell, 48, works as a trauma nurse, said he saw his son's body and viewed evidence suggesting the gun muzzle was pressed against his son when he was shot for that third time. It's incredible. And, you know, the irony of your father being a trauma nurse and you being killed is incredible. As proud as the parents are, it's obviously devastating.
Right. I think you want your kid to be a hero, but selfishly you don't because he might still be here, you know, but... amazing what he did.
Now, in the other side of the world, we had that Aeroflot Russian plane that crashed and burst into flames. By the way, did you see the video of that? Not the fire, but where it bounced initially, came in for a landing, and it careened. It, like, bounced off the runway and then came down hard. The landing gear collapsed, and the fire started. We had, 41 people, I think, passed on that plane?
Yeah.
A heroic flight attendant on the plane literally grabbed passengers by the collar and pushed them out of the aircraft to safety. Tatiana Kazakhina, 34, said on Monday that this flight attendant kicked open the door to the Aeroflot jet and physically pushed lingering or panicked passengers. Many passengers were delayed getting off the plane as other passengers tried to grab their bags from overhead compartments. So the flight attendant took it into the flight attendant's hands and literally shoved him out of the plane. The evacuation immediately began. Everyone was shouting. There was a fire. The door was kicked out, and the passengers were pushed out. And the flight attendant added just to hurry them up, grabbed by the collar from the back. The evacuation was all just very, very, very quick, but obviously not quick enough. And one of the things they're looking at now is the fact that it took Russian first responders as much as 90 seconds before they were able to get to the plane. And the understanding is that they had a warning that the plane was in trouble as it was landing.
Yeah, the problem, at least what I read, was that lightning may have knocked out communication on the plane, which didn't enable them to radio down to the ground to tell how serious the problem was. You know, we see these kinds of emergency landings, not like this, but emergency landings every day at O'Hare and Midway, where these fire trucks are on the field waiting. Yeah. And they could have put out those fire, you know, those that fire a little faster, given the people more time to evacuate the plane had they been on the runway.
So a hero flight attendant and a hero college kid. And there's a lot of good people in the world. Don't forget that.